Meet Flip. She's one half of a flip-flop.
That's me.
Who got left behind at Celebration Key, Carnival's exclusive paradise in Grand Bahama.
I chose to stay here. It really is paradise.
So now, Flip spends her time lounging on the beach, swimming in the lagoon.
And eating. The only thing more impressive than my appetite are all the dining options.
Yeah, have you tried food service to your cabana?
Ooh, yum.
Flip, where'd she go? Book your cruise vacation to Carnival Celebration Key, a paradise you'll want to lose yourself in. Ships Registry, the Bahamas and Panama.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, one New Year's resolution I vowed to keep this year is to make time for friends. So wrote Esther McCarthy, lifestyle editor and Saturday Weekend magazine columnist with the Irish Examiner. Esther, why is this your New Year's resolution?
Hi, Shane. Well, besides not having to go to a gym and have to give up alcohol or anything crazy like that.
This is a nicer one.
It is a nice one. And I suppose it made me realise, because, you know, I'm watching my young fellas and kind of talking to them about the importance of friendship. And if you want good friends, you have to be a good friend yourself and all that. And I'm like, when's the last time I actually kind of made time for my friends? You know, like I have a lovely, gorgeous friend that I know from years and years. And literally in 2024, I'd say I met her twice. And we've been talking about going for a walk every Monday, you know, and the Monday has turned into months. So actually tonight for Little Women's Christmas, fittingly, we're going to, you know, that's our kind of little resolution. We're going to try and meet for a walk and a coffee or something on a Monday. And I guess just as women, we kind of leave it go a bit, our own friendships, and they are so important. I'm kind of realising it more now, you know, when you've something happen in your life or something tough goes on, there's nothing like a friend that can really help you, you know, that knows you for a long time. They don't know you like your kids. They don't know you like your husband. They don't know you like, you know, your mom or anyone in your own family. Friends are really important. So that's my resolution for 2025. Look out, everyone. I'm going to be ringing you every day for the chat.
You have been duly warned. The kind of narrative out there would be that women are much better than men at maintaining their friendships and meeting up. And, you know, you often see in restaurants, you know, groups of women together, friends and so on, meeting up. Is that not the case?
Well, we're better at everything than them, to be honest with you. To be fair, only, you know, we're still really good at the old friendship. And you know what? I have like this group of school moms that I met randomly by mistake, you know, trying desperately to get through the baby years of the kids that I, and we do make it, you know, there's usually one or two in the group that really drive it and go, come on, let's do it. If we don't plan it, it won't happen. And this group of girls are amazing at doing that, and they kind of pull me along, you know. So but I wouldn't be the best, I suppose. Like, and women are 100% women are better than men, I think. Just although, do you know what? Now that I think with Shane, my husband has a core group of buddies, and they make the effort. They've got surfing. See, I suppose if you have something, if you have an excuse to kind of go and do it, the women will probably like throwing down that's a stereotype now, like all in the restaurant giggling away and chatting and drinking the wine, and the men will be out doing macho things like surfing. But whatever it is, you know, whatever you have in common, whatever brought you together in the first place, I suppose if you can, you know, focus on that and maintain, because every study tells you, like, it's not, you know, the gym that will keep you going for longer. It's those friendships, it's those relationships, it's the connection that we need and we strive for, and you know, and that sometimes you can only get that from your buddies.
Why do you think you have kind of been less good than you would like in terms of maintaining those friends? Is it just life getting in the way?
It's those annoying children. I'm turning myself inside out, play dates and getting them where they need to go. And what kicked off the column was like my young fella had a party in the house, kind of his second ever kind of party in the house. And he was, you know, and we were organising for him. And I just kind of got this flashback to this. When did I stop doing this for myself? You know, when did I stop like throwing like fun things and getting all my buddies together to do something? So I suppose it's just trying to trying to make the effort, like, just to go, this is, I'm planning ahead, you know. I was looking at the calendar there and it was all the kids' stuff that I was like, you know, at the start of January, I don't know if you did that in your house, but we have to write everything in the calendar or it won't happen. And I was like, well, there's nothing in there for me, lad, poor little me, you know, like, and nothing, you know, like that, a walk, like, it's nothing in the world, but you kind of have to schedule it in because the evenings are so busy with, you know, there are three of them doing different sports and different times. You know, yesterday, for example, lashing rain in Cork, snowing in Cork, lovely, but you know, they weren't able to get out, so I was like, what can I do now for the youngest fella, the 9, you know, you kind of have to organise. So I'm ringing around his buddies who wants to go to cinema, who's like, why didn't I do that myself? You know what I mean? So not that, why didn't I do it? Of course I'll do it with my darling children. I am happy that they have such gorgeous friends they're like. But I'm spending so much time maintaining their relationships, I'm kind of letting my own go by the wayside, I think. So make a bit more selfish now for 2025, Shane. Okay. Do you see your friends often?
I do. I actually do. I do. I'm quite good, I have to say. I've got better. I have got better. And my wife is definitely really good at meeting up with her pals and stuff. But it's a, do you know what? It's a brilliant New Year's resolution. Well done. And best of luck in keeping, as you say, a lot more palatable than going to the gym or dry January. Esther, always great to chat to you. Esther McCarthy, their lifestyle editor and Saturday Weekend magazine columnist with the Irish Examiner. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.